This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told West Point graduates Saturday they were the first class to graduate in the new golden age of America as he touted some of his initiatives. But his plan to remove diversity efforts led one West Point professor, Graham Parsons, to tell ABC he's resigning.
They're telling us what to think and what to think about. That's not appropriate, and we shouldn't be doing it.
There are Memorial Day events planned across the country tomorrow. President Trump will take part in an event at Arlington National Cemetery. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he wants the president to be able to sign a new spending bill into law by July 4th as he called on the Senate to make minimal changes to the bill that passed the House. Events in Minneapolis today marking 5 years since the murder of George Floyd by a police officer and getting closer to the green flag of the Indianapolis 500. 350,000 people expected to attend. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Lyme Awareness Month, and we now have the highest number of Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin history. Judith Ruiz Branch has what you should know.
There are 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but experts are focused on the black-legged tick or the deer tick and the transmission of Lyme disease. Experts recommend taking preventative measures when spending time outdoors, like wearing protective clothing and using insect repellent. They add you should perform tick checks and shower after any outdoor activity. State entomologist Dr. Zia Lee says some ticks, especially the younger ones, may be harder to spot.
Those are usually the ones that we associate with a lot of the cases of Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases, most active in June and July.
The number of Lyme disease cases has tripled over the past 15 years, according to state data. Deer ticks have spread from northwestern Wisconsin to every county in the state over the past 30 years. PJ Leash from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the increasing prevalence of this species has led to an emerging health threat.
They are still spreading outwards. They seem to be moving into newer areas. In some cases, that can be more like suburban backyards, areas where we haven't seen them historically, and they're still potentially expanding, and we don't know when they are going to stop.
He says if you're bit by a tick in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it's carrying Lyme disease. He emphasizes the risk of Lyme disease transmission increases with the duration of tick attachment, which is why prevention and detection are so important. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers fall in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball for the second day in a row, the Brewers losing to the Pirates. The final yesterday, 2-1 in favor of Pittsburgh. Batters like Milwaukee's Sal Frelick, Bryce Terang, making contact, but the Pirates making good defensive plays in the field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Didn't get the big hit again. Didn't get a hit in a big spot. Frelick hits the ball a ton. Terang puts a good swing on that ball. Frazier makes a great play. You know, we've got to do more than that to beat teams that are playing good. And the Pirates have played a little better here in the last 6 or 7 days.
The Brewers now 6.5 games behind the first place Cubs in the NL Central. Cubs losing to the Reds yesterday, 6-4 in Cincinnati. The Crew back home tomorrow, first pitch at 1:10 as they open a 3-game series against the Boston Red Sox. Basketball for the 7th year in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named first team All-NBA. That puts him in a class with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine today and a light north breeze. Highs near 70. Overnight, mostly clear skies. Lows will drop to the upper 40s. On your Memorial Day, a mostly sunny sky in our forecast. Highs again near 70s. Showers returning Tuesday. It's 60 at our studios.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation. which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign. So we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What a day. It's Memorial Day weekend. As we said in the beginning, is it okay to say happy Memorial Day? Sure. And why not? I like to say have a contemplative Memorial Day. That's just me. I think those who have gone before would want us to have a good time. That's what it was all about. Well, I don't mean to sound preachy. I'm just saying... I'm not saying much, am I? Let's have Bill Clinton say something.
Together again in this magnificent amphitheater, in our national cemetery, to remember our fallen heroes. We honor as well all the proud veterans who would have made the same sacrifice if God had but called his heroes home in a different order. As you entered the grounds this morning, you saw every gravestone decorated with an American flag. Indeed, this day of remembrance was first known as Decoration Day. Launched in 1868 by the Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, who designated this day for decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. Some still mark this holiday in the same way. On Thursday before Memorial Day, this year and every year for more than 40 years now, the entire regiment of 1,200 soldiers of the 3rd U.S. Infantry has honored America's fallen heroes by placing American flags before every single one of the more than 260,000 gravestones here at Arlington. Then remaining on patrol 24 hours a day all weekend long to make sure each flag remains standing. All across our country, in small towns and large cities, veterans groups represented here today perform the same sacred ritual. I want to recognize and thank the members of the Old Guard and the veterans all across America for their patriotism, devotion, and commitment to honoring the original meaning of Memorial Day.
Class musicians, as musicians go, tend not to make it big. Oh, there's the occasional Jack Teagarden, Louis Armstrong, Wynton Marsalis. A few others have struck gold as band leaders, but for the most part, horn players are the least part of the music business. So, when 46-year-old trumpeter cornet player Woody English got his big offer, the gig of a brass man's lifetime, he jumped at it. Not that Woody had had it so bad. He was, after all, principal trumpet for a symphony orchestra in Virginia. He had also performed background solos for TV shows and movie soundtracks. Yet rarely had he stepped from the shadows to be recognized, if only for an evening, by name. Well, now comes this too-good-to-be-true engagement, the chance to be heard by more people than all of the people who have ever heard him before. And on learning of that fabulous opportunity, Woody reflected irresistibly on his boyhood, on his teenage aspirations at Michigan's prestigious Interlochen Arts Academy. He had yearned to make his mark, to achieve something unique in music. And this right now offer would amount to just that. For in addition to an overwhelming audience of 260,000, the live performance would be recorded by renowned music engineer Simon Britton, and that recording would be distributed as none other ever. So Woody English practiced accordingly. Long hours. He pushed his 46-year-old embouchure to its outer limits. And then he showed up at the appointed venue on the scheduled day to play. And he did play. His reception? Utterly apathetic. I mean, among the 250,000 plus attending, not one applauded. Under the circumstances, you'd think Woody might not want his name on the recording, and you would be right. It was subsequently released anonymously, and it circulates thus to this day, and it will forever after, but Woody doesn't care. It's the honor, he says, of having participated in that recording session which made the effort and the anonymity worthwhile. Of course, you now know his name, and most likely you will never forget it. For you see, of America's surviving military veterans, nearly 2,000 each day die. And yet fewer than 500 buglers, fewer than 500 are available at any day, at any one time, to pay tribute at their funerals. So, engineer-inventor Simon Britton created an electronic device, a 45-watt digital amplifier that fits snugly into the bell of a real bugle, and which, at the touch of a button, plays taps. And so realistic is the sound that even standing nearby, one would swear the honor guardsman holding the instrument is really playing it. Of course, the inventor needed a recording of taps for his microchip, and so on Memorial Day 1999 at Arlington National Cemetery, in the silent company of 260,000 soldiers there interred, United States Army Band Master Sergeant Woodrow English performed the melody that would haunt the horns of honor guardsmen forever after. He might have become the most famous brass player in the world, whom nobody knows. Except that now you know, for you know the rest of the story.
Bing Crosby.
Sometimes till reveille, I dream the whole night through. Each night till I hear reveille, I dream, my dear, of you. I have your face before me the moment we're apart. Sometimes till I hear reveille, I dream of you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Nelson Riddle. Here's John Wayne.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, the bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. Sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky, for Colonel Dan Butterfield, courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Here's Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen.
Down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
Hold it high and fight up the sky.
down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
In 1917, many of our young men went to Europe not to travel, but to fight. The freedom of the world was being threatened. Woodrow Wilson said, "I would rather belong to a poor nation that was free than to a rich nation that had ceased to be in love with liberty." We honored our commitment to the cause of liberty by giving up our sons. Many of them fell in foreign battlefields next to the brave soldiers of other lands. A poem by John McCrae has come to symbolize more than any other the meaning of their sacrifice. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Thank you.
answer that question.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Thank you.
Let us honor the memory of those who gave their last full measure of devotion by rededicating ourselves to what they died for a strong America, for the cause of freedom.
Josh Groban. Clint Eastwood.
I walk alone because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll say that I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashioned the night. I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory.
Winston Churchill said of those he knew in World War II, they seemed to be the only young men who could laugh and fight at the same time. A great general in that war called them our secret weapon, just the best darn kids in the world.
It's Lou Regani, the music of the stars, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning to all our stations. Next week, we welcome June. So many songs about June. I found only one about February. And maybe two that mention November. Something about June. Let's enjoy it. We deserve it, huh? Well, thank you for being here on The Music of the Stars. Join us on Facebook. All across the world, our website, you can pick us up worldwide at civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us. The Music of the Stars. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. And until next week, then, keep your dreams alive. And reach for the stars.
This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Amid hundreds of prisoners of war swaps between Russia and Ukraine this weekend, Russian attacks continue, says ABC's Marcus Moore.
We've heard from Ukrainian officials that Russia launched nearly 400 drones and missiles, 13 different areas, hitting dormitories and various civilian locations.
With millions flying this weekend to make sure birds don't get sucked into jet engines and cause an accident. At Yeager Airport, West Virginia's busiest. Wildlife specialist Chris Kaiser says they have patrols of the runway with dogs. Praised as a hero, Nyla Bennett, hearing shouts for help, diving into the Delaware River at Burlington, New Jersey, where a 9-year-old boy fell off a boat dock, kept him afloat until a boat arrived. After the Trump administration cut billions of dollars in federal funding to scientific research, seeking to hire fired American scientists, Canada, France, and Australia. This is ABC News. A somber day to